The WikiLeaks documents have further complicated the relationship between the United States and China. One of those cables, written by a U.S. diplomat in Beijing, quoted a Chinese source. According to the source, a major cyber attack last year on Google originated at the highest levels of the Chinese government. Here's more from NPR's Tom Gelton.
1 year ago this month, the Google operation in China was hit by what company executives later said was a highly sophisticated cyber attack. Company secrets were stolen, and the Gmail accounts of some Chinese human rights activists may have been compromised. At the time, Google did not blame the Chinese government, but shortly thereafter, a U.S. diplomat in Beijing confidentially reported back to Washington that a well-placed contact said the attack was coordinated at the level of the Standing Committee of the Chinese Politburo. A serious charge. That committee is made up of the top half dozen or so leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. Larry Wartzel is a former intelligence analyst and U.S. military attaché in Beijing.
Those people do not act individually. They only act after discussing it in concert and coming to a unified decision.
Some caution is necessary here. The U.S. diplomat was quoting a single source, and the report was not corroborated. Senior U.S. officials who follow China closely say they cannot be certain the Google attack was the work of the Chinese government. But China experts say the report rings true. The Chinese source only said the attack was coordinated by the government. James Lewis, a cybersecurity expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, points out that Chinese officials could have directed a non-governmental group to carry out the cyber attack.
The Chinese use private citizens for intelligence activities. So instead of having a government agent engage in the activity, they'll have a private citizen, a hacker or a scholar or a researcher.
In fact, few experts who follow Chinese cyber activities are surprised by the news of a secret cable pointing to a Chinese government hand in the Google attack. Larry Wartzel, a longtime expert on Chinese cyber espionage, testified in Congress back in March that he believed the Google attack was so sophisticated it had to be in some way a government operation.
It was very obvious that what was done had to involve controlled intelligence agencies or electronic cyber warfare agencies to be so effective.
Wartzel thinks the Chinese government would have wanted to hack into Google for political reasons, to keep tabs on dissident emails, and to control the information available to the Chinese population. Indeed, a second cable from the Beijing embassy suggested the country's top propaganda official had his own motive to suggest the Google attack. He reportedly had done a Google search of his own name and discovered critical information about himself. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.